3, 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Welcome to another exciting episode of NIDS Knowledge, a weekly show of the National Institute for Deterrence Studies, where we are advancing peace, promoting stability, and helping you to think deterrence. Each week, we inform you about a deterrence topic and its value in preserving peace. We hope you enjoy this show.
Hello, I'm Aaron Holland with NIDS Knowledge, and I'm happy to be here today. I'm going to be talking about the crucial role of escalation dominance and narrative control in nuclear deterrence. Nuclear weapons, as we know, have long been seen as a double-edged sword. They can prevent conflicts through deterrence, but they also pose existential threats when mismanaged. In this delicate balance, two concepts stand out: escalation dominance and narrative control. Both play a critical role in shaping deterrence credibility and effectiveness. First, let's talk about escalation dominance. At its core, this means having the ability to control the pace and intensity of a conflict, especially when nuclear weapons are involved. A nation with escalation dominance holds a clear advantage. It can signal that any conflict escalation will be met with overwhelming force. This, of course, is vital for deterrence. If a potential adversary sees no path to victory, they are far less likely to challenge the status quo. One aspect of escalation dominance is having a diverse range of nuclear capabilities. Think of it like this. You've got your strategic weapons, the long-range missiles meant for major targets. And then you've got tactical weapons, which are lower yield and designed for more localized conflict scenarios. Together, they give a country flexibility, allowing it to respond to various threats without immediately jumping to full-scale nuclear war. It's that flexibility that reinforces escalation dominance. Modernization plays a big part, too. Countries that stay ahead with advanced technology, like hypersonic delivery systems and precision-guided munitions, can strengthen their position even further. This continuous improvement is not just about preparing for worst-case scenarios. It's about signaling to adversaries that challenging this dominance would be futile. But in today's world, military strength isn't enough. Enter narrative control. Now, what do I mean by that? Simply put, narrative control is about how a nation presents its nuclear policy and intentions to the world. The story a country tells about its nuclear arsenal can shape global perceptions, influencing everything from diplomacy to the behavior of potential adversaries. In the information age, this narrative is shaped through multiple channels: diplomacy, public communications, media engagement, and now, more than ever, social media. A nation must be clear and consistent when articulating its nuclear policy. Talking about arms control, non-proliferation, and responsible behavior builds trust and lowers the chances of misunderstandings. Misunderstandings that could lead to escalation. But there's another layer here. It's not just about talking the talk. It's about ensuring that potential adversaries see your commitment to national security as ironclad. Strategic communication isn't just fluff. It can be a powerful deterrent. Effectively conveying the consequences of aggression combined with a commitment to defend national interests can keep adversaries in check. In short, narrative control makes sure that the world understands not just your capabilities, but your resolve. So how do these two ideas, escalation dominance and narrative control, fit together? Well, they form a sort of symbiotic relationship. Escalation dominance ensures that a country has the power to win any potential conflict. But without narrative control, that power might not be taken seriously, or worse, could be seen as aggressive, leading to more instability. On the flip side, having narrative control without credible escalation dominance would be equally dangerous. If you talk a big game, but don't have the capabilities to back it up, potential adversaries may see it as an invitation to test your limits. When these two dynamics are in harmony, they work together to create a credible and effective deterrent. Strong military capabilities reinforce a nation's strategic messaging, while a carefully managed narrative emphasizes responsible behavior, making the threat of conflict seem both inevitable and unwinnable for any aggressor. As we wrap up, it's clear that nuclear deterrence isn't just about the weapons a country possesses. It's about how these weapons are perceived by the world. Escalation dominance provides the hard power, while narrative control shapes the perception of that power. Together, they form the cornerstone of nuclear strategy, maintaining a delicate balance of power and peace in an increasingly complex world. But as technology advances and the global security environment worsens, maintaining this balance becomes more challenging. Nations must not only stay ahead militarily, but also adapt their communication strategies to the demands of a hyper-connected, information-driven world. Looking forward, the ability to effectively combine these elements is more than a strategic necessity. It's a moral imperative for ensuring the survival of a peaceful international order. In an era where the specter of nuclear conflict remains ever present, the mastery of this delicate dance between escalation dominance and narrative control is essential for global stability, and that's something we all have a stake in. Thank you for joining me on this episode of NIDS Knowledge.
Thank you for listening to NIDS Knowledge. This show is produced under the NIDS Podcasting Network, a division of the National Institute for Deterrence Studies. NIDS is a 501c3 organization dependent upon donations to provide this podcast and bring about awareness of the peacekeeping value of U.S. strength and our national deterrence. You can catch all of our podcasts or provide feedback at thinkdeterrence.com. I would like to thank our producer, Kimberly Charrington, our sponsors, and all the fantastic members of the National Institute for Deterrence Studies for making this podcast possible. Stay tuned next week for another exciting and informative NIDS Knowledge.
A production of the National Institute for Deterrence Studies.